Hi, everybody. I'm Joshua Danziger.
And I'm Ethan Campfield.
Today is Wednesday, May 12th.
And this is The Young Perspective, where we talk about America's biggest political and social dilemmas from the eyes of two high schoolers.
Welcome back, everybody, to another episode of The Young Perspective. Today's topic was proposed by one of our friends who had written an article about alcohol abuse a couple weeks ago, and she suggested that we do an episode about it and how it affects teens in the United States. So that's what we're going to be talking about today.
Well, we're not going to bore you about what is alcohol abuse because, you know, most people know that. But if you want a formal definition, it's when individuals drinking causes distress or harm. And that's called an alcohol use disorder. So it's whenever some sort of alcohol abuse gets in the way of their life and then it causes harm to them.
And a lot of the time, this is an addiction where a person needs that alcohol to function in their daily lives. And they're addicted to it. They drink it every day, maybe multiple times a day. And when they don't drink the alcohol, they have some sort of withdrawal symptoms. They have fatigue. They have headaches. They're not able to function properly. So that is another symptom of alcohol abuse.
So about 10% of men and 5% of women have an alcohol use disorder, and it's the second most common form of substance abuse in the United States after tobacco addiction. So it's definitely a big problem. It's everywhere, and it's really commercialized since the whole alcohol industry is such a massive industry that really takes advantage of people who are abusing alcohol.
Yeah, you see all these commercials online where big alcohol companies, Budweiser, Anheuser-Busch, all these different companies are trying to push their beers or their you see Jack Daniels commercials, you see all these commercials for alcohol, and it's all hot girls and good-looking women and good-looking guys on boats enjoying a beer on the beach in the summer. But it shows how great alcohol could be in this fake world that these companies are creating. But in the real world, a lot of the time, if you don't use alcohol responsibly, it can leave a lot of bad things in your life, and it can be really bad for your health. So over-drinking can cause a lot of problems, such as liver, stomach, heart, brain, and nervous system damage. It also increases the chance of cancer in the mouth, the larynx, which is the voice box, the esophagus, and the throat. Women who drink a lot or heavily are at higher risk of developing breast cancer and osteoporosis.
Another thing I realized, it would be interesting to see, you know how at the end of medicine commercials, they have, you know, all the side effects? They don't have that for drinking. They don't have all the side effects that could end up happening if you get addicted to alcohol, all these things, all these different terrible lifelong illnesses. It would be interesting to see if they put that at the end of these commercials, who would actually end up buying it.
Yeah, they could do something like, Anheuser-Busch, have a good summer with the X, Y, and Z beer. This beer may cause bleeding in the stomach, esophagus problems, impotence, permanent nerve and brain damage, numbness or tingling sensations, imbalance, inability to coordinate movements, forgetfulness, blackouts, or problems with short-term memory. That would be pretty funny.
Yeah, that would be funny, but also it's also sad how terrible all these illnesses are and how they're really lifelong and it's all caused by something that's an addiction. You know, you can't just stop. It's really hard to get off of alcohol abuse. And you know, it's really, really dangerous. You see all these terrible side effects we mentioned and they're lifelong. They really don't go away.
And once you're addicted, like most addictions, it's hard to stop and drink responsibly. So once you're addicted to alcohol, you either stop fully and you can never go back to casually drinking because it'll bring you back to wanting to have that alcohol all the time and bring you back to that addiction. We're going to be focusing a little bit more in this episode about young people and how alcohol abuse affects people like us because that applies more to our audience. So how is alcohol abuse dangerous to young people specifically?
Well, it affects the prefrontal cortex. So obviously we know that as kids, our prefrontal cortex, that's the part of our brain that's developing. It keeps developing into the mid-20s even. Drinking alcohol as a teenager, that can greatly increase the risk of damage to that developing brain. You know, as it's developing, drinking alcohol can damage it because it's not in a stable set to be drinking alcohol. And so this could lead to problems with alcohol down the road.
And what's interesting about alcohol is the earlier you drink it, so if you drink it at 13 or 14 or 15, the higher your chance of being addicted later in life is. The longer you wait, the better state your brain will be in, and the more responsible you are likely to be with alcohol later in life.
I was at school a few weeks ago, and some woman came and talked to us who worked at some alcohol prevention center, and she told us that if we waited just one more year, two more years, the likelihood of getting an addiction from alcohol goes down significantly. So she kept saying, for thinking about alcohol, about drinking alcohol, wait a year. It can drop your chances of getting an addiction by this amount. And
like,
that's
it's
a pretty
like 7% a year or something. You know?
Right. It really does make a difference. You're very more likely to get addicted to alcohol when you're younger because you have this developing brain that doesn't make decisions as well.
Alcohol abuse can also affect a lot of teenagers' lives. It not only affects their brain, but it can affect their social lives at school. It causes a lot of teenagers to retreat from social situations. When their brain gets messed up a little bit, they have a harder time interacting with other people. They become more inward and introverted. And this also happens in a lot of adults. Underage drinking is responsible for 3,500 deaths a year and approximately 210,000 years of potential life lost among people under the age of 21. And in 2010, it's estimated to have cost the U.S. economy $24 billion. There were approximately 119,000 emergency room visits by people ages 12 to 21 for injuries and other conditions related to alcohol in 2013-2014 year. So that's a lot of injuries. That's a lot of money it's costing the American economy. And that's a lot of lives it's destroying. 210,000 years is a lot of years. And it's actually kind of distressing to see how many lives it has destroyed. 3,500 deaths a year. Wow.
210,000 years of potential life just each year. That means that kids are just dying at massive rates. And that's just massive amounts of life and opportunity that are lost just because it's something so terrible that can be stopped by just choosing to not drink alcohol.
But to what extent are teens drinking alcohol?
Well, a study done by the 2019 Youth Risk Behavior Survey found that among high school students in the last month, 29% of them drink alcohol, 14% of them binge drink, meaning they drank more than four or five drinks, 5% of them drove home or drove after drinking alcohol, and 70% of them rode with a driver who had been drinking alcohol. So that's a pretty large percentage of people who are drinking alcohol in the U.S. underage.
And binge drinking, to give a little more context, that's basically when people are drinking to get drunk and have a really good time, as they think they're going to have a great time, so they get really tipsy and they get really drunk. That's what binge drinking is. There's also statistics that show that 8% of 8th graders and 29% of 12th graders report drinking alcohol during the past 30 days. 4% of 8th grade students and 14% of 12th grade students have reported binge drinking in the past 2 weeks. Those are very high numbers.
Wow.
But a little lower than I would have expected. It's one of those things where you hear somebody's drinking in your grade and you think, oh, one person's doing it, everybody's doing it. That's how a lot of peer pressure goes, is when a couple people do it, it feels like everybody's doing it, and that's the only cool thing to do. And that's really one of the reasons people do drink, is because there's so much peer pressure to do so.
Right, and that makes it a lot more dangerous for teens, because adults, they have peer pressure, but it's not the same as teenagers who mm-hmm. have so much social pressures put around them by their peers and by their other students. And so when you hear that a few kids are drinking, you feel like it's everyone drinking, but it's really not.
Yeah, there was another survey that came out which actually had lower percentages than I thought. They said that less than 1 in 10 students feel pressure to use drugs, 4% they said, and 6% said they felt pressure to use alcohol or to drink alcohol. And I thought that was quite low. Just from my experience, what I see on TikTok and social media, it seems like alcohol among teens is a pretty normalized thing. And obviously we saw earlier that causes a lot of problems economically and destroys a lot of lives.
Yeah. I'd like to see what age group that is, because it definitely changes depending on who you're looking at. But another thing to look at that's kind of interesting is looking at kids who have parents or have a family history of drug or alcohol addiction. And they're actually put at a much higher risk. Children of parents who have who've had trouble with alcohol have a fourfold increased risk of the disorder, meaning that they're four times more likely to have an alcohol abuse disorder than someone who doesn't have that, parents who have abused alcohol in the past.
There's a strong relationship between teenage drinking, underage drinking, and adult drinking. When teens see their parents drinking for fun, casually, or binge drinking when they see them getting really drunk, they are much more inclined to drink themselves. It says that a 5% increase in binge drinking for adults is associated with a 12% increase of binge drinking in underage populations. So 5% of adults drinking more equals 12% of underage teens drinking more.
Right, and this all comes down to how do we solve this issue? Well, obviously you want to solve it at the source. You want to prevent kids from drinking. You want to prevent adults from drinking heavily and from over-drinking. But also, we also want to stop the problem, not at the source where it actually is. And how we do that is we take people who have drinking problems and we put them in programs like AA or rehab, and hopefully they can get better. Hopefully they can quit their addiction and eventually continue on with their life.
But how do you prevent the abuse from outright? They say that it's a lot of it comes down to the government and the government's response to abuse. So one is increasing taxes on alcohol, so charging more when you have to buy alcohol, enforcing laws that prohibit alcohol sales to minors a lot more, so giving bigger penalties to people who sell alcohol to minors, even accidentally. They have to know that what they're doing is wrong. What they're doing causes a lot of damage to these people's lives. Regulating the number and concentration of alcohol outlets. We don't want a wine or an alcohol store, a spirit store in every single corner. The less stores, the less chance people can get it easily. And then, you know, it's having commercial liability laws. So if a company sells it to an individual, that company needs to be liable, not only the person that sold it. That will incentivize companies to prevent their employees from selling to underage consumers.
Well, that's going to conclude our episode of The Young Perspective. We hope you all enjoyed. This was maybe a little bit different than what we normally talk about, but it's still interesting, definitely informative, definitely something to look out for. If you're another teenager, definitely listen to this. Know there's always another option. Know there's always someone you can talk to, and hopefully someone can help you with your problem.
Our friend would like to be featured for a moment on The Young Perspective. So everybody, this is a clip of our friend Jacob who wanted a moment with The Young Perspective audience.
Hello, The Young Perspective.
Thank you, Jacob. Thank you, everybody, for listening. Remember, you can find us at our website at theyoungperspective.net. You can find us on Instagram at the_young_perspective. On our website, theyoungperspective.net, there's an article written by our friend Evelyn Burt about this topic that gives further information and can further inform you about solutions to the problem. Thank you, everybody, for listening. And remember,
this was The Young Perspective.